Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. And just so you know, those tools that you're going to see on there are the same tools that I've used personally in my own life. So I can tell you, they work. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, I want to invite you to check out my book, my personal story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That is my story of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live in my life, having a near-death experience, and going through a challenging divorce to soaring above it all, meeting Mr. Right, and creating the life that I absolutely love. Now, you can purchase that book through my website, AskSueLondon.com, and just so you know, it is available in ebook and hard copy. So check that out. And I also want to get you to take a special note. Mark your calendar starting next Thursday. Our show, Get Inspired Radio, is going to be moving to a new time slot. We're going to be on an hour earlier. So starting Thursday, May the 17th, our show will be starting at 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time. So I want to invite you all to come and join us that time. And if for some reason that doesn't work into your schedule, don't fret, because every show that we do gets archived. And you can hear every show through TransformationTalkRadio.com. It gets archived on my host page. If you go to that website, you'll see on the top it says host. Click on Sue London and you'll see all the shows that I've done. They're all archived there. So you're going to be able to get me wherever I am and wherever you are. So now the big question, Christopher, my friend.
Yes, Sue, my friend.
Okay. So Michelle Vickers worked with you last week on your snoring.
Yes, she did.
And so what's happening with that? We all want to know. Are you still snoring?
Well, Lena said she noticed a decrease in my snoring. She did not say it was completely gone, but she said she did not notice it as much. Very, very little snoring.
Wow. That's a miracle.
It is.
For you, that's a miracle. Now I have to send Ross to her. So we'll get Ross to stop his snoring now that our house isn't feng shuied with our move going on. That's crazy. That's wonderful. Chris, you know this, but folks, you were listening last week, and during the show last week, I had a huge experience happen during the live show, and tonight, I'm ready to talk about it, and at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you what happened during the live show we did last week with Michelle helping Chris with his snoring and with me with a situation that I didn't see coming. Now, I'm going to share this at the end of the show in the final segment. So I encourage you to all to stay tuned for the whole show, because this story I'm going to share with you, it is going to touch your heart forever. So make sure you stay for that part of what happened with me. Now, Chris, I had a big thing happen this week for me, other than what we're going to talk about at the end
of
the show.
Right, this is something different now.
This is something else.
Okay.
You know me with technology, right?
You're very good with technology, Sue.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't care what you say. I think that you are very good with technology.
Well, I love you.
I love you, too.
Well, here's the thing. Each week, folks, I've been sharing that my husband Ross and I are going, you know, in this transition. We're having this new house built. We're moving. We're leaving our house. We're going to be living in a hotel and new phone numbers and all that. So because I'm such the organized person I am, I went this week and I was changing my cell phone, the whole setup. You know, to the provider, you know, the whole setup. I had to get a new BlackBerry. I just figured out my BlackBerry that I had. Then I had to get a new BlackBerry because it's a new provider. Well, I have to say, before we go any further with this show, a huge, huge thank you to Philip, Eric, and Adam at Wireless Etc. here in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. They worked their magic and showed me how to use this BlackBerry. And do you know, Chris, it's amazing when you want to leave a provider, they put up such a fight. But when you're gone, they want you back.
Yeah, they're so friendly and nice, and they lure you back. However they try to get you. But when you're leaving, my goodness, it's like, you know, they're going to put the death sentence on you.
Well, and that's what was happening for me. So, like, these guys were so great, and they, you know, were able to get that transition happening for me. So, Philip, Eric, and Adam, I love you guys. Now, I just have to make sure that I don't hit the wrong buttons and take off my settings and my phone rings, and I'll be okay. But that's what happened with me this week. So, you know, the right guys showed up at the right time to help me with this, and I'm so grateful for that. So, that was my lesson for the week. Now, talk about changing my cell phone provider in that. It was just another step that I had to take for our transition. And because I'm such a very organized person, I do things well in advance and I don't wait until the last minute to do things. And our show today is exactly on that topic. We're going to talk about organizing your life and your space. And our special guest is Missy Bystrom. I love this topic. I love this guest. And I'm going to bring her on right away because she's going to get you organized, folks. And Chris, I hope you're not going to take any bathroom breaks because I'm going to get her to work with your organization skills there too, my friend.
I am not taking any bathroom break, but I'm already screening calls because this seems to be a popular topic. And so you already have people waiting in line to go on the air.
Well, that's great. Well, folks, you can learn more about Missy at her website, theorganizedconnection.com. She also has a great blog full of a lot of information, and she is fantastic. So, Missy, let's get you on the show and get me sharing you with the world, my friend. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I just love you. I think what you do is just fantastic.
Well, thank you, my friend. I mean, you're one of my favorite topics. You and animals, that's my favorite topic. And look what we're covering tonight, right?
Isn't that funny? And you know what? I mean, I'm a good bridge. It sounds just the strangest, but I organize animals and animal clothing. And I just did an earthquake kit last week for a guinea pig.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. See, some animals too. Yeah. Who would have known?
That's wild, isn't it? I want to share the call-in number. Now, folks, just know that you're only going to be able to talk to Missy today until quarter two. At quarter two, the hour, that's when we're going to be switching to the next topic. So you got to get your calls in. The number you call is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Now, would you believe, Missy, we already have somebody who wants to talk with you?
I cannot believe it. That's fantastic.
So, Chris, we've got Regina from Los Angeles that wants to talk about organization.
Yeah, so you there, Regina?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Regina. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you. I am always so inspired, and I think Missy is an awesome, awesome woman, and I have a question for her.
Sure.
So here goes.
Regina, what is it, my friend?
Hi, Missy.
Hi.
What? Hi. One issue I know that a lot of people with clutter have is dealing with memories and you know, the things that they're sentimental about but are completely clogging the path. And they're, you know, the stuff isn't really meeting a higher purpose in their life. But they just, you know, it reminds them of somebody. How do you work? What kind of suggestions would you have for people to be able to let go? If it's not to their higher good.
Well, first of all, I'd love everyone to know that Regina is a fellow organizer, wonderful woman up in L.A., and she is just brilliant, brilliant at organizing. And I love this question, and I'm sure you have experienced that as much as I do. And I have to tell you, there is not, in my experience, I have never had anybody that deals with sentimental things the same. I mean, I've had people that will, for instance, something that comes to mind are our photographs, which are really loaded.
Right.
And then, like, letters, right? Like, love letters from either people that they love or letters from people that they don't love.
And right.
I've had situations where we've matted things and put them in a book and they display them so that they're close. I've also had situations where we've burned them. I've had situations where we sat for hours on end and shredded them. So, I mean, you know, really in this, I find in this career, there isn't one answer for anybody. We are all human beings. We're all different. We're all at different places mm-hmm. in our lives, you know, spiritually and emotionally. And, you know, I wish I had like a patented answer, but in my experience, there's none. I personally really just need to get to know my client, and then we work through the process together.
Great answer.
And I like the idea of burning pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Very ritualistic.
It's actually very healing with exposes, too.
Yeah.
Can I get you girls to hold that thought? We have to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll go more into this. Sound good?
Fantastic.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break, folks.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We are having a very interesting show today, my friends. We've got Missy Bystrom here, and we're talking about getting organized. And during the break, we've been having fun helping our producer, Christopher, get organized. You have the opportunity to call in during this segment. Missy will only be with us until the 45-minute mark. So if you want to ask her questions, you got to call in by that time and 800-930-2819. And you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. Now, Missy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
My grandfather, when I was a little girl, used to say, Susie, you got to get a system. And I thought, what the heck is he talking about? And he would say this all the time. Now, part of me didn't understand what he was saying, but a part of me also didn't want to know what he was saying. And he was basically trying to teach me to get organized in my life. Were you always an organized person, or did this come naturally for you?
Well, both. I mean, I've always been very organized, but yes, it did come extremely naturally. It was something that I did for fun as a child. I'd go on play dates at the street at 4 years old, and I'd clean kitchens for refrigerators, and I did. And you know, that's honestly when it started. And then, you know, having been brought up in the Midwest, the work ethic was just that you never stood still. And so, you know, I got my first jobs at very young. You know, we babysat back then at 9 and 10 years old. And so when the kids went to bed, I would clean and organize the home and rearrange medicine cabinets and cupboards. And because I being paid by the hour, so I stayed busy. Yeah. That's what I did. And so I've just always done it.
Now, can you tell everybody the type of people you work with now, because I didn't really go into a lot about your bio, because I want you to personally share who kind of people you work with now, because it's amazing how your gifts as a child have led you into, you know, helping so many. So tell everybody kind of what you do for others.
Well, you know, it's the type of person that I work for. I mean, it is all shapes and walks of life, but you know, being in Orange County, California right now, I mean, I've been blessed with just some really amazing, amazing, wonderful clients. I mean, I've worked with some, you know, professional ball players and some celebrities and that kind of thing. And there are a lot of people where I'm just on their, you know, weekly rotation, where I just go into their home and, you know, I have a key to their house, and I you know, go through the mail and I put things in order, put things where they belong, because I've set up the home to begin with. So, you know, and I do anything. I mean, I do junk drawers and I do 14,000 square foot homes, you know, and everything in between. And, you know, it starts out with something like, can you come and organize my closet? Or can you, I'm feeling chaotic. Can you help me? But then it always turns into, you know, looking at the whole person. It's a holistic approach to decluttering and detoxifying and organizing your life. And so, it gets a little contagious because people start to feel better. They're more positive. I've had clients, you know, go on first dates and get married because they take risks finally. I've had, you know, most of my clients lose weight. They get healthier. All these things that happen that are directly correlated to stuff, because stuff, whether it's tangible stuff or emotional stuff, it carries energy. And if we internalize that, it's going to impede our movement forward.
Right. Now, can I ask you, what would you say, like when people need to get organized or they need you, what would be the main reason why they need you? like the is there like one common reason why, like our past caller in, Regina was saying about not letting go of some things, like people have trouble with that, letting go. What would you say would be the main reason? Is it that they're not happy in their life, depression? Yeah, am I putting you on the spot right now?
No,
I'm sorry.
Completely fine. And, you know, I've found that it's been a regional situation. Okay. When I lived in New Zealand, for instance, you know, okay, when people needed to be organized, I mean, it's an island and people don't have a lot of stuff. So it was mainly streamlining and setting up systems. When I lived in Portland, Oregon, and Eugene, Oregon, I mean, people there are, they enjoy the simple life. So it was more of downsizing and decluttering and getting rid of your things and repurposing. Yeah. And now in Orange County, California, it's more a matter of, you know, people like their stuff here. And okay, they really don't want to part with it for the most part. Uh-huh. And so it's organizing their stuff that they have, giving everything a home, setting up systems. And okay, since especially down here, we're just inundated with stuff, whether it be messages or, you know, like text messages, emails, you know, the newest, okay, biggest, best, shiny thing or yeah, stuff. I mean, I have to, I deal with more chaos and stuff here. But it's definitely different wherever, you know, to wherever you live. And I'm sure it's probably much different on the East Coast. I just visited North Carolina last week and looking around thinking I was in Raleigh and Durham. And I thought, my goodness, you know, it's just such a different thing here than it is in Orange County. So it's really a different thing. It's regional and it's familial and it's environmental. And I would say it stems from people feeling in their gut a little bit of a need to systemize or organize or declutter. But we're also getting that message, you know, every magazine cover. It's either lose or organize.
Well, and Missy, you know, I've been sharing with you my story, what I'm going through with the transition for my husband and I. We are downsizing and we're having a house built and we're going to be living in a hotel for anywhere from 3 to 6 months. So I'm really looking at what are we taking with us to our new house? What is going in storage? And we're only taking our clothes on our, like that we wear, nothing, you know, extras. And it is amazing once you look at every item. Do I want to take that? When did I last use that? Why do I have this? And we're moving to an open concept house and there's going to be like half of the walls that we have now. So a lot of the pictures aren't going to go with us. And I can tell you, is it ever healing to let go of stuff? And our house is not a cluttered house. It's very organized. It's feng shuied. My husband keeps saying, is there anything going to be left to take to this new house? You know, but it is amazing just going through the process of being organized with the move.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know, I just wanted to jump in because it's perfect timing. But I have to say that what'll be even more interesting for you, and I'd be curious to hear after the fact, is that after you're in that hotel for 3 to 6 months and you don't have anything, when you start unpacking, you'll even think again, oh my gosh, I didn't miss this at all. I had even forgotten that we had it. And you'll go through another purging process.
I feel that. I really feel that. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because when we said, you know, where were we going to go for this transition? All my husband said, you know, we both sat down and we said, it doesn't matter if we are even in a tent, as long as we're together and we have our dogs with us. And that's really what's important to us. And other than the clothes on our back, we didn't care about bringing anything, any of the bells and whistles with us. But it really makes you think twice about having all the materialistic things, doesn't it? You know, when you have the process like that. Now when you're working with somebody and you go into their space and there's so much clutter, how do you start with them? Because I know there's a lot of people I've worked with as a coach, the chaos, the clutter they have, they don't let go of anything. How do you start working with them? And direct that to all our listeners that you are one of them, folks.
Really interesting process. And I'll tell you, when I'm called in, I always have, a good hour and a half, 2-hour initial consult.
And the reason for that is because I really need to know this person or this family or this group, whatever it is, and I need to know what makes them tick. I need to know how they view me, if they're all on board, if they've been forced to do this, and what their goals are, and then just how they see and, you know, how they view the world and their stuff. Because, you know, contrary to some of the popular TV shows that are on, you know, I don't go in there and force them to part with things. I really want to do what they want me to do. Mm-hmm. And if it's a matter of them not wanting to part with their stuff, and even though I can see it causes them pain, it's really not my spot, unless I've been hired to do so, to force them to part with anything.
And yeah, and go ahead.
No, it's a really individualized process. I mean, it's completely, you know, I really listen. I mean, I listen hard, and I once I get to know the person, the dynamics may change, and then they may feel more comfortable, and then they may proactively start saying, all right, it's really time to do this. And it might have to, you might have to build a relationship where there's some trust. Okay. But sometimes the client just says, you know, I want all this stuff moved from this 8,000-square-foot house to this 12,000-square-foot house, and I want you to set me up on the other end, and I don't care how it looks, and I don't see them for 3 months.
Wow, okay.
It really just depends upon the client, really. It's a, you know, individualized process.
Well, let me ask you this question. We have to go to a commercial in about a minute, but I wanted to ask you, you go to someone's place. It's cluttered all over the place. You just can't even sit on a chair. You go in, you declutter, you organize. What difference do you see in your clients?
Oh, my goodness. You know,
it's huge.
I can't even explain it. A huge cloud is lifted. They feel lighter, as I mentioned before. They lose weight. They're more active. They're happier. They blossom. Huge difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you that question because all of you listening right now that think, I can't let go of anything, let that be your inspiration, that it's okay to let go and clear out your clutter. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get some more organizing tools from Missy to share with you so you can be even that more organized. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Missy Bystrom here with us today, and the topic is getting organized. And I am so excited about this topic, and I love this guest. What more could a host ask for? Well, let me tell you, this part of the show, Missy is actually going to help my friend and producer Chris get organized with his time management. So, Missy, why don't I let you take over now? Chris, tell Missy what your day's like, and then Missy, you can help him, and all you listeners, take notes and learn from what Missy says to Chris.
Okay, the alarm goes off at 5:15 a.m. I rush down to the bathroom, take the world's quickest shower, shave as fast as I can, with trying to only cut myself a couple of times. I do all of that stuff, and I leave the house at 10 minutes of 6, go to the local convenience store, buy the two newspapers I need to do the news in the morning, and get to the radio station. I don't just get the news from newspapers. I get other sources, too. And my first news report is at 6 a.m. I get here at 5:59. Running up the stairs, and then I go on with the news at 6 o'clock, and I do the morning show generally till 9. A lot of mornings I have to do a remote at a car dealership, and I leave here by 7:30 in the morning. After being here from 6 to 7:30, I get on the air from the car dealership from 8:30. I'm there from 8:30 to 12:30, which is about 45 minutes away in Plainfield, Connecticut. Then I leave the car dealership, which is Central Auto Group, by the way. I'll give them a little plug. Then I do sales, and unfortunately, I should organize my day where I'm selling in certain areas at certain times, but then I might have to go back to Central because I have to change their ad after coming back to Westerly, or I've got to go to New London, Connecticut, which is another half hour away. So I'm basically all over the place burning all kinds of gas all day long. And then in the afternoon, I get back here. Today, I got back here about 5:15 from my sales and checked email, tried to record a commercial, although I got it wrong a couple of times. I went to the bank to get my banking done, got back here about maybe 6:08, called Sue at 6:05. Had to meet with Dan LaPointe, who's our remote setup guy here. He sets up live broadcasts, and tell him all of his instructions for the weekend. I'm now answering the phone, and I will say WBL. LQ Transformation Talk Radio, please hold. See, I just did that. So there's some organization there.
Oh, my gosh. Chris, I'm exhausted listening to you.
That's right. And during the show, I love you so much, Sue, that I devote 99.925% of my attention to you. The other point whatever percent is donated to just answering the phone, as I've told this listener to remain on hold for a moment. And you know, meeting with Dan LaPointe, as I did just a little while ago. And I'm also opening this mail. Of course, I saw mail here from the IRS. I was like, what's that about? You see mail from the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, my God. Missy, do you get the idea? Do you get the idea with this guy?
Yeah.
I do.
Where do you go with this?
like I hurt, my stomach hurts, you know? You know how you know, I can't get any air in because I'm listening to him.
Yeah.
And by the way, the caller hung up.
They knew you were such a hard case.
I want them to call back. I hope they call back, but keep going.
Yeah, maybe they thought you were such a hard case that they said there's no way they're going to have time for me because this guy needs, like, 3 hours.
Well, you can give him about 5 minutes, Missy. No pressure on you because we also have questions on the instant feedback area.
There you go.
No worries. You know, Chris, I mean, the things that you need to look at are some people really thrive on being active and being, you know, energetic, and they like being busy. And I always ask my clients, number one, do you feel balanced? You know, number two, do you really have a realistic schedule? And number three, be honest. And these are the things that you really have to look at yourself and say, you know, am I happy this way? You know, am I healthy? Do I eat well? I mean, I would almost guarantee you're not eating that well, because when you're running around like that, either you're forgetting to eat or you're grabbing something.
I don't do the fast foods anymore. I've given that up, and I try to do a V8 at the convenience store now. I've been doing that the last month, by the way, so.
Okay, you rock star. Good for you.
Good.
And then that morning thing, I mean, I don't know. I'm a morning person, so it's not a fair assessment. And if we had a long time, we'd go through this. But that morning sounds awful. I mean, just what an awful lot of, just the 5:15 to 5:51. Ooh.
I mean, you're right.
I mean, for gosh sakes, I mean, if you can get up 20 minutes earlier, you know, the one rule I tell everyone, I just gave a seminar yesterday, and I said the first thing that everyone can do, everyone across the board, is when you open your eyes.
There goes the phone. I'm listening.
Okay, when you open your eyes and you get up in the morning before your head starts racing, put your feet on the floor and feel them on the floor.
Get grounded, yeah.
Get grounded. Even if it takes 10 seconds, that's like something you can do to just slow down. Because that morning, ooh. I mean, Chris, if we have 3 or 4 more hours, we could really do some good work together. But
oh, I know.
I would just say try, even add 10 minutes on your morning and just try to slow it down a little bit. And good job on the V8, though.
Well, thank you for the V8. And what I need to do is try to go to bed a little earlier, too, because that extra 15 minutes in the morning, I don't know, it's something about getting that extra 15 minutes in where I'd like to wake up at 5 or 4:55, but I see the clock and I'm like, oh, I just need that extra 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's the issue there.
Yeah.
Well, and you were having problems with snoring too, and you know if you don't get enough sleep, that can make you feel tired in the morning as well. So it's like you had the domino effect going.
Right. Well, now I've got the CPAP machine too.
Yeah. Once you recover and you start getting more sleep too, you may be a new man and have kind of a new lease on life, which would be really exciting.
Well, as you guys have been talking, I have to share a message we've had through the instant message. Amy from New Jersey, thank you for this. Her message to us is first snoring, now organizing. Chris will be a new man. And Missy, you just said it all.
Love it.
I think what we're going to have to do, Missy, is get you down to Rhode Island and, like, really spend some time with Christopher.
I would love it. I would love it.
So I think that's the first thing that Chris has to do is get up a few minutes earlier and get grounded, put his feet on the floor and breathe, and then, you know, slow down. I know for myself, I get up earlier and I do yoga, I do meditation, and I spend time with my dogs in the morning. And I don't do anything until I've done all that. And that, you know, that is really grounding for me. I wouldn't even change that routine for anything.
Very similar to what I do. And I'm telling you, it works. It works.
Yeah. Now, is there anything else you want to say to Chris? I want to get another question in before we're out of time. So,
say anything more to me, I just want to let you know Dr. Pat just called in, and she said every single thing I said about me applies to her life, and because of you, Sue, and your guest, Missy, she has now just eaten a gluten-free protein bar.
Oh, I'm so proud of her.
Congratulations.
Yes, and another call is coming in, so I'm going to get that right now.
Okay, well then, why don't we, Missy, take this question? This is from Judy. Thank you, Judy, for your saying hi, Sue, and for your question. Hi, Sue. I think that I may be disorganized, but not a hoarder. Are there different styles of being organized? When does disorganized become hoarding?
Oh, good, good question. Very good question. Oh, I love this question. Well, hoarding is a mental illness, and Regina, who was on the call, boy, she's an expert with hoarders. I mean, there are different styles for different people. If you are merely disorganized, you've got a lot of stuff and you're disorganized, then you're just disorganized. It's okay.
Don't worry about that little noise. That just means another call went in. Keep talking.
I think, have we lost Missy there?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're there? Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I was just, if you're a hoarder, you actually, you compulsively or obsessively compulsively gather things and you can't part with them. It instills fear in you. It's like an addiction. And so there's a very, very, it's a very, it's not a slippery slope. I mean, really, it's a definite line, at least in my experience.
Okay.
And so I would just encourage her to look at why she's buying her things, if she is buying or why she's gathering or why she's holding on to, and try to free her, you know, herself of a little bit of that. Because there's a definite difference. And it just sounds to me like if she's even recognizing it, chances are it's probably not hoarding.
Yeah, okay, good to know. So we want to get, that will help you to understand how to deal with that, Judy. And if there is any questions, you can connect with Missy after the show.
Definitely.
And how do you want everyone to connect with you here?
I would, if anybody wants to connect with me, you know, regarding the show or they have a personal question, just shoot me off an email. I am love responding to emails and love helping out people. My email address is Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, at theorganizedconnection.com.
Okay, perfect. Now, we're going to do something different tonight. Normally, we would go to a commercial break, but we have somebody else that we want to ask you a question, and because we want to make sure that we get their questions answered, and then I have to share that last part tonight, as I promised, that touching area. So we have Alicia from Laguna Beach, California. Chris, if you can bring her on the show, then she can ask her questions to Missy.
Okay, Alicia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Alicia. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. You have a question for Missy?
Yes, Missy, I have a question.
Yes, sweetie.
I was in the military, and I studied yoga after I got out of the military, and I've been using my GI Bill funding to pay for my yoga training, and I'm so inspired by you, Missy, and I'm just wondering, how can we create the GI Bill funding from the military to fund your training program?
You know, that is an excellent question, and that's something I'm working on actively right now, because I do have a licensing and certification program to teach people to be professional organizers. And so I am really, really hoping I can work that out so that people that are retired from the military and are returning home and are homeless and jobless can be trained, because this career is really fun. It's really easy. And you get to help so many people. So, Alicia, thank you so much for asking. I would say right now, if people are interested that are, you know, retired military or that are coming home and they are interested in learning how to have a job in this field, to, again, just shoot me off an email, missy@theorganizedconnection.com. Love to work with them, and I'd love to see if I can help them out.
Great. Thank you for your question, Alicia.
Thank you.
We are out of time. We've answered the questions. Guys, I'm sorry if we have not got your questions. We will, I promise, we will bring Missy back. I'm sure you'll come back, right, Missy? We have so much fun.
Of course, that is my pleasure.
So is there anything in a minute, no pressure on you, any final thought or anything that we didn't cover? You license and you certify professional organizers?
I do, and I travel, and I do virtual organizing, and I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I have a blog and a couple websites.
Is all that information, can I ask you first, is that information about your certification, is that on your website?
It's on my website.
Is it?
And I also have a link, yep.
Okay, can you share that website? Sorry, I cut you off there.
No, it's no problem at all. The website is www.organizerlicensing.com.
Perfect. Well, my friend, it has been wonderful having you with us tonight, and it's been an interesting show. We'll let you know and keep you posted if we have our producer, Christopher, getting up earlier. No pressure on you there, my friend.
Oh, of course not.
So thank you for being with us, Missy.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Folks, we, as I was saying, we're not going to go to a commercial break right now. We're going to just step right into what happened to me last week during the show. As you've heard tonight, our guest Missy was helping Christopher to get organized. Well, last week, I didn't see it coming, but my guest and future guest helped me to go through a situation that I didn't see coming. Now, let me start from the beginning. I'm a firm believer, folks, that everything happens to us at the right time. The right people always show up, and they help us with what we need. Well, what happened last Thursday for me personally, I will honestly tell you that it was totally divine intervention happening that day for me. Here's what unfolded. A couple of hours before our live show, I was pre-interviewing an upcoming guest who's coming on. His name is Dan Benar. Dan's going to be coming on in a couple weeks, and he's going to be helping you to release your pain instantly. I experienced the work he does, and he is phenomenal. You're really going to enjoy him. So while we were talking, we were looking at the different topics that we were going to cover during his interview, and so that you could learn more from him. And as we were talking, he was sharing that he helps people through the pain, physical pain, but also the emotional pain relating to grief. And I know myself personally that I've gone through grief, and as others have, and I thought this would be an absolutely fantastic topic to cover. And something just told me to tell him that my dog, Molly, my little Shih Tzu dog, Molly, she was soon going to be crossing over. Now, I felt it was going to be happening in just a couple months. I knew that she was holding on, even though I had told her that I loved her, and I let her go to the other side so that she could be cancer-free from her pain. And when I was talking with Dan, he said too, yes, that Molly had still some lessons to teach me, as I was aware of. I wasn't sure, though, what those lessons were. And so while Dan and I were talking, Dan asked me to have a conversation with Molly and ask her some questions. So after I finished my call with him, I sat down with Molly and I asked her the questions and I got the answers. Now, just 1 hour later, and that was just 20 minutes before our live show, Molly came in the house from doing her business outside, and to our complete horror, she was covered in blood on the side of her body. She had this growth on her side that had burst, and she was in one heck of a mess. And that was the first time that she showed me how much pain she was in physically. Now, I have always given my dogs daily, hourly Reiki treatments, and she never showed me her pain. She never let me feel what she was going through. But something had happened during that time when I had this conversation with her, and, you know, that I became aware of what I had to know, and she was getting ready to go. It was her time. So after realizing what was unfolding, again, folks, realize this is 20 minutes before my show, right? I looked deep into her eyes and I said, Molly, sweetheart, I know it's your time. And I knew what was going to happen. And I turned to my husband, Ross, who, here's the interesting part, just happened to be working from home that day. And I said to him that you need to call the vet. Now, here's another interesting part. There was absolutely no appointments for Molly to go to the vet after, like when my show was finished, but they said they Ross could bring Molly right away in when I was on the air with you all that last week. So we were doing the show. Michelle Vickers was our guest last week. And if you remember, the topic was soul connection. And during the show, Michelle was taking you through a process of how to become aware of your soul. If you haven't heard that show, I recommend that you tune into the archive show. Again, you can hear the archive show at transformationtalkradio.com. Go to meet the host, Sue London, and click on that date, and you'll hear the whole process. So 20 minutes, we're into the show, and Michelle is helping everyone become aware of their soul. And I started to feel very, very sick. I was feeling so sick, in fact, folks, I didn't even think I could make it through the show. Now, my wonderful friend and supportive producer, Chris, he went to an early commercial break. He knew what was going on. And during that commercial break, I was telling Michelle what was happening for me, that I felt so sick and I couldn't explain it. I have experienced her treatments before, like when she does the soul connection, and I never had the feeling like I was experiencing on the show. And she said to me that what was happening was she was feeling Molly also. And because I was so connected to her, I was feeling my dog actually crossing over to the other side. Now, a part of me knew what was happening, but folks, another part of me honestly did not want to know. I didn't want to deal with that. I didn't want to lose her. I had lost my dog, Rocky, 11 years earlier, and Rocky passed away in my arms. As Rocky passed away, I was filled with such grief. I was absolutely consumed by it. I myself have been on the other side, and I know that it is a place of love, of peace, and calmness, but I couldn't let it go, that I would never see him again and hold him in my arms. Folks, even though I'm a medium and I see loved ones on the other side, I couldn't see Rocky for weeks. And that really, really bothered me. I didn't know, a part of me did not know if he was okay, but a part of me knew, but I needed the proof. And Molly was at my side when we lost Rocky, and she knew how painful that was for me. We both went through a really depressing time and grieving together with not seeing him. And for years, I would say to Molly, you know, sweetheart, when it's your time, please promise me that you will give me a sign and tell me you're okay. Well, I knew that when her time would come, my dog, Rocky, and my childhood dog, Spot, would greet her. So we come back from the commercial break, and I felt so calm. I felt such love and I felt such support, and I was no longer nauseous at this point. Now, something told me at that point to just let Michelle work with Chris and his snoring issue. So while they were talking, I just was guided. I felt this strong pull to look up to the corner, the top right corner of my office wall. And right there, folks, right there in that corner appeared Molly with my special friends, Rocky and Spot. She told me that she loved me and she wanted me to know that she was okay. She was no longer in pain and she was so happy to be with Rocky again. Folks, I have no idea how I got through that show last week. Honest to God, I don't know how I got through it. But I can tell you that I do know that my guests, Michelle Vicker, Dan Benar, and my wonderful producer, Chris, they were all chosen to be a part of this life-changing experience for me. God and my dogs and my angels, they knew what I needed to help me to go through that. And for me to go through that, it was such a powerful time for me. And Molly honored that promise that I needed for her to come to me. And the timing, it had to happen then so I could share it with you now tonight. I will tell you, the days that followed, they were really hard. I would turn on the radio every day, and for 3 days straight, from morning till night, 3 days straight, folks, all I kept hearing the words in every song play, "I love you." Every song came through with the words, "I love you." Now, I know that was a message from Molly. Daily, she continues to show how happy she is and grateful. She shows me how she's enjoying being with Rocky and with Spot. Loving losing a loved one, folks, whether it's a person or a pet, I know, as you do, it's hard, but it's a part of life. When we can stay present, focus on that moment, and not let our emotions get in the way, our loved ones, they do share messages with us. They do tell us that we're okay. Molly was not the first to come to me after death, nor is she going to be the last. But I will always cherish her messages and love her and hold a special place in my heart for her. So the next time that you lose a loved one, embrace it and let them go to the light with your blessing. I promise you, you're going to find it very healing for both of you involved. Now, that's my story of Molly. I want to thank you all for being so supportive during that time. Many who did know about this have been sending me a lot of emails, and I appreciate that. And again, I can't say enough thanks to Michelle and Dan, and especially to Chris. Now, that's the end of our show for tonight. I want to remind you that next week, the show starts an hour earlier. We will be live at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. I want to thank my guest today, Missy Bystrom. We will have her back, folks. I promise. She's an amazing girl. And I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Next week, you're in for a treat. We have Bonnie Ross on, and we're talking about interpreting your dreams. And big news, on May the 31st, we will have Bob Barker with us, and we will have talk about The Price is Right and animal issues. On behalf of my guest, Missy Bystrom, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.